Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Deadline Day. Trade Deadline Day is finally here. It's August 3rd. And oh my gosh, I originally had this show planned walking into work this morning, and I said to myself, all right, got my show planned out. I'm going to, you know, we'll talk about this weekend's series where the Phils took 2 of 3 from the Orioles, and we're going to do this whole trade deadline preview. Guys, I want think players that I thought that Dave Dombrowski was going to go get, and now it is completely changed now, because as I was up on the elevator here coming up to work, I get the news. First, the news. The Phillies have traded for Luis Arraez as well as Caleb Killian from the San Francisco Giants. So the Phils trade for both Killian and Arraez, and holy crap. What does this mean for, especially, what does this mean for, a lot of things. What does this mean for, does this mean Bryce Harper goes back to the outfield? Does this mean Alec Boehm could get traded and Arraez is playing third? Does this mean Bryson Stott goes to third instead if Alec Boehm gets traded? Or does it mean Bryson Stott's getting traded? Like, what is this exactly going to mean? Now, I read recently that Luis Arraez says he does not want to get off of his position, which this year he has played 103 games at second base and has only played one game. Well, actually, like two innings this year at third base. And I think technically was in the lineup for one when he was at DH. I mean, most of his career, he has played second, first, third, and he's DH'd a little bit. He's done a little bit of everything for the most part, but most of his career, he's been playing second base. And, man, this is crazy. This is really, really, really crazy trade for the Phils to make. And, man, it doesn't seem like it's going to come down to the finish line today. Because, I mean, they've already made this deal for Caleb Killian as well as Luis Arraez. Arraez being obviously the bigger one here. And they also made a trade for Brooks Raley. They made a trade for Brooks Raley, who I think a lot of fans have been looking at the last, like, you know, month or two, especially like Weaver and Raley from the Mets, as well as AJ Minter. And Minter's on the Twins now. But going to be honest with you, man, I mean, it was Raley, Weaver, Minter from the Mets, and the Phillies end up getting one of them in Brooks Raley. And Raley's had, you know, a pretty good career the last five seasons between Tampa Bay and New York. Has a 2.42 ERA in the last five seasons. So I mean, not counting 2024 when he was hurt. And that is something that Brooks Raley has dealt with, has been some injuries. But regardless, though, he's been a really good reliever for Tampa Bay and for New York. So this is wild. What I mean, and honestly, thank goodness this happened conveniently before I started this podcast here, because this is right in the middle of it. That would have been even crazier. I mean, I guess you get the live reaction, which you're kind of getting right now, because as I'm doing this at the moment, I'm getting some of the specifics on this. So the Phillies are sending Luke Gabrysch and John Spykerman to the Mets for reliever Brooks Raley. So we get the specifics with those so far for this deal, and I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't heard of either of those guys. Be honest with you, I normally know like the Phillies like top 30 prospects, and maybe I'm I'm just being a fraud right now, and I don't know, but they're getting, yeah, as I'm reading right now, so I want to go back to what they gave up for Raley, but as I'm going through it right now, trade details for the Luis Arraez, Caleb Killian deal. So the Phils are giving up Ramon Marquez, who right now has been a pretty good prospect for the Phils. He's been there. He's in their top 30. I mean, he's number four, so he's not even just their you know, in the top 30. I mean, top four. So that's pretty good. I mean, it's not like the Phils have had a great farm system. They have, you know, probably at best a middle of the pack farm system. So it's not like you're giving up. I mean, look, yeah. So according to FanGraphs, I mean, they're ranked 20th, and I mean, some of them have them ranked even lower. So Phils give up Ramon Marquez and Marty Gare, who's a high A reliever, in the trade for Luis Arraez and Caleb Killian. So I mean, honest to goodness, my reaction to these trades so far is, I mean, honestly, it's like, wow. I know that Arraez's name has been attached to the Phillies recently, but I didn't think that was necessarily a deal they were really going to make. I thought that they would go more towards the conventional. Like, to be honest, man, like, this is, I mean, we'll see how this shapes out. This is more of, like, we'll see how this shapes out, but honest to God, like, coming into today, I'm thinking, like, all right, we're probably going to get more of the same from Dave Dombrowski. And I honestly, I don't think he's been as bad as some people have made it out to be, you know, in past deadlines. But I thought Dombrowski would come into this deadline and he's probably going to do the whole, like, I mean, the deals that I thought he would make, and we'll see how it shakes out here. But the deal that I thought Dombrowski would make would be like Dalton Varsho, Jeff Hoffman, and I don't know, maybe like a Brooks Raley, Luke Weaver, one of these other relievers, maybe acquire another one of these starting pitchers. Obviously, like Gausman and Freddy Peralta both were traded yesterday. Skubal deal as well, and maybe I can get into the Skubal deal a little later here. I was really going to talk about the Phils and the Orioles this weekend, but honestly, like, it's deadline talk. We were reacting to this Arraez trade, to the Brooks Raley trade. I think it's best that we just react to this right now. But Phils give up a Ramon Marquez, so that's the big prospect they give up in this deal. And his ETA, at least according to MLB Pipeline, wouldn't be till 2029. Right now, he's in high A. And he's been putting up pretty good numbers as a starter this year overall in Clearwater, and overall in about 59 innings in Clearwater between Clearwater and somebody else, 1.68 ERA in 59 innings, 1.45 batting average against. So Ramon Marquez, Jersey Shore Blue Claws, sorry. So between Jersey Shore between Jersey Shore and Clearwater. So Ramon Marquez has been pretty good and looks like he has a bright future ahead of him, but we'll see. Luis Arraez, by the way, also is a rental, I believe. He is, he's on a one-year deal right now with, was on a one-year deal with the San Francisco Giants, now going to finish it out with the Phillies. I don't know if this means they're going to extend somebody like Luis Arraez. Now, he is 29 years old. What does that mean for Arraez now signing with the Phillies or being traded to the Phillies? I don't know. But look, overall, I mean, we will see how this shapes up. Does this mean Bryce goes out back to the outfield? Does this mean he goes out and plays right field and, you know, maybe Alec Bohm plays first base? I don't know. Like, that's going to be the really interesting thing. That's going to happen with this trade today. Because look, Arraez, 324 average. I thought he's been kind of a bit of an overrated player in the past. I think that not, you know, the three batting titles and maybe on his way to the fourth on his way to his fourth isn't anything to sneeze at. But I also think that, look, he was a 4 and almost 5 WAR player in 2022 and 2023. Those were really good seasons for him. But, you know, since then, you know, he hits for average, but his on-base percentage and his slugging percentage had been down, a little more than those seasons. And it was like, okay, well, is Arise, like, really all that good of a player? Like, I'm not really sure. Maybe he's, like, a solid player, but maybe he's not as good as some of his past seasons may have indicated. But that could also be me hating on batting average a little bit, because I still don't think batting average is, as big of a as important as it used to be. That's besides the fact, though. I mean, Arise on the year right now, he's been a 3 WAR player. Doesn't hit for a lot of power. Never has. He has 4 home runs this year. Is leading the National League in batting at .324. Has a .360 on base. Has a .440 slug. Just above an 800 OPS, and it's good for a 127 OPS plus. And he made the All-Star team this year, and he deserved it because he's played really well this year. We'll see. Again, we will see, because, look, they have made these deals for Caleb Killian as well, and as well as Brooks Raley. It all depends on what else the Phillies do today. Now we've seen other teams. Like, look, I mean, I just saw the Blue Jays deal Kevin Gausman yesterday, but then also trade for Jose Soriano. So I don't know exactly what that's going to mean.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Know what teams are going to be willing to give up to some pieces where it looks like they're selling but also buying. So I don't know because, I mean, there's reports that the Mariners were looking to trade George Kirby recently. So I don't know exactly what this is going to mean for the Phils. But, man, this is crazy, man. This is a crazy deal. And maybe this could also point to, maybe Dave Dombrowski is going to maybe get a little creative for once, to be honest. And that's the one thing. What my thing has been about Dave Dombrowski has been, I think he's done a better job than more give him credit for. But also at the same time, the one knock on him is that he hasn't been, honestly, like, all that creative. I think he's been a good GM while he's been here. But I think the one flaw that he has had is that there are those, maybe some of those creative deals that, or creative moves, deals, whatever, that he has lacked since he's been here, for the better part of this decade. And I think that's one thing that maybe he has just lacked a little bit. And maybe this Luis Arraez trade is gonna point to something different. Maybe this is gonna be Dombo maybe kind of dipping in the creative pool and maybe trying to do something different. Maybe, I mean, look, there's been reports that that Dombrowski has been looking over the last couple of seasons to trade Alec Bohm because maybe they don't love Bohm all that much. And honestly, maybe some of the trade market has looked at it and other teams have looked at him the same way. But there's been reports over the last couple of seasons that Dombrowski has been shopping Alec Bohm. And maybe that could mean this. I mean, there's a few avenues of what this could mean. Because there had been a report, I think, according to Matt Gelb, that the Phils were looking actually, maybe they were actually looking more to acquire an infielder. Now, they're more than we had originally thought. Maybe it had been more of the whole outfield bat, the last couple of months, but has been pivoted a little bit more to acquiring an infielder, and now we are seeing that has come true with the acquisition of Luis Arraez. So if it's true, my whole thing is, like, if it's true that he doesn't want to get off second base and he's not moving, then what does that mean for Bryson Stott? What does that mean for Alec Bohm? Something may be happening with one or two of those guys there. And honest to God, I don't know if I'd be all that upset with that. Maybe they make this deal, and maybe they're able to also go out and make a deal for somebody like a Dalton Varsho, for somebody like a Jake McCarthy, for somebody like a Taylor Ward. Taylor Ward was going to be, one of the names that I was still looking for the Phils to go acquire. Maybe Dombrowski is just going to make a ton of deals maybe Dombrowski can make a ton of deals. Sorry, I'm just reading stuff as I'm going along here because I want to, pass along this information. So, according to Matt Gelb, he just tweeted this out a minute ago. Luis Arraez is the headline of his tweet for an article. Luis Arraez is going to play second base for the Phillies. There are at least three different scenarios for how it all shakes out today, sources said. I kind of want to read this as I'm going along here. But I also don't want to be sitting here and making this a bad podcast because I'm trying to read while. So according to Gelb, the Phillies, according to team sources, have several avenues they can take now. They can move Bryson Stott to third base, bump Alec Bohm to first base, and return Bryce Harper to right field. Harper said last week he was willing to move back to the outfield if needed. That's what he said. But there are other scenarios, those sources said. The Phillies could do less rearranging by keeping Harper at first base, moving only Stott to third base, and look to move Bohm in a trade later Monday. They also could keep Harper and Bohm on the infield corners and send Stott to the outfield, an option the club has discussed internally. Whichever path the Phillies follow, it's a creative way to address the lackluster lineup. The Phillies needed a right-handed hitting outfielder. They instead acquired a lefty hitting second baseman. This could get wild, man. I don't know. I mean, so according to Gelb here, apparently the Phillies have discussed moving Stott to the outfield internally. Wow, that is something we have not heard in the past. I feel like it was either this spring training or last spring training they had talked about maybe getting Stott some reps in the outfield. Maybe it wasn't Stott. Maybe it was somebody else. I apologize, but this is going to make the Phillies have already made deals. This is going to make for a really interesting rest of the day, and I mean, wow, this is going to make for a really interesting rest of the day. As I'm thinking. Well, maybe this isn't going to be as fun of a finish to the deadline, at least from a Phillies standpoint, from being a Phillies fan standpoint. And they're already getting their pieces, blah, 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 which it might be true. But all I'm saying now for the next 7.5 hours, this is going to be a really, really, really crazy finish. Now, you could tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Let me know what your thoughts are on the deal for Arraez, deal for Caleb Killian, and deal for, so it's Arraez and Killian are in the package, and also the deal for Brooks Raley. Now I'm trying to see if there's any deals on the or any details on the Brooks Raley. And so by the way, John Spykerman is the Phillies number 27 prospect. So it was a top 30 prospect. Okay, so here you go. So according to MLB Pipeline, the Mets are acquiring John Spykerman, the Phillies' number 27 prospect, and right-handed pitcher Luke Gabrish from the Phillies in exchange for Brooks Raley, per Anthony DiComo. So, yeah, I mean, look, you're not giving up, besides Ramon Marquez, him being the fourth prospect in the Philly system, they haven't given up a whole lot yet. Look, remember last year, you gave up Mick Abel, and you also gave up Eduardo Tait, who was a top five prospect in the Philly system. Pretty sure he was top five. If not, he was definitely top 10, and it's going to bother me now, so I'm going to look it up. But, the Phillies didn't end up giving up Crawford, didn't give up Painter, didn't give up Aiden Miller, didn't do that last year. So, yeah, and Tait was fourth. So Tait was fourth in the Phillies top pipeline top 30. So this is maybe, I mean, the Phillies are probably trying to, I mean, I would assume they're probably not going to try to give up Painter. The way they brought back up Painter to pitch against Baltimore, I don't know, maybe that means they still sort of like Painter a lot. I mean, I think they like Painter enough if they're willing to give him a shot coming into this year, or they just didn't really have any other options. Both can be true. I mean, both, they could still really like him and want to give him a shot, and also not have a lot of other options and weren't willing to at least have those other options. So we'll see. I think I'd read a report that recently the Phillies were saying Francisco Renteria was untouchable. I could be wrong on that. I apologize. But, Gage Wood is currently right now number one in the Phillies farm system. Aiden Miller, number two. Francisco Renteria, number three. Ramon Marquez was number four. Arun Escobar is five. Dante Norris, six. And so on. So, yeah, man, this is going to be just a wild, wild finish. And what do you think the Phillies do here now that they trade for Arise? It's going to be a really crazy, crazy, crazy deadline. And I will say this right now, as we stand right now, I like what Dombrowski's done. And I'm really wondering what they're going to do the rest of the day here. What does this mean for Alec Bohm? What does this mean for Bryson Stott? What does this mean for Bryce Harper? Well, what does this mean for all these guys? And what is this going to mean for how the Phillies, obviously they're buying. They're clearly not selling. I think that the morning show did a poll. I want to check it right now. The morning show, pretty sure, did a poll this morning. And at the trade deadline, the Phillies should buy, stand pat, or sell. And 35% said sell. That's a lot of people. And that's, I honestly, 57% said buy. So most said buy. But I'm surprised that many people said sell. It's a lot of people that said sell. And I haven't really seen too much of that online, I feel like. I haven't seen a lot of people say, oh, they should sell. Like, I still feel like a lot of people said they should buy. But maybe I am not following enough people that are, oh, wow, hold up. So according to Todd Zielecki, Harper is moving back to right field. Wow. There you go. That's according to Todd Zielecki. Wow. So, man, that's a lot we're reacting to right now during the pod. That makes it for a fun pod. That's according to Talking Baseball, put it out. Per Todd Zielecki, Harper is moving back to right field. So there you go. My goodness. That's a perfect way to end the pod. Holy crap. Holy crap. So, I mean, it looks like maybe Bohm staying. Maybe Bohm moves to first base. Arise to second. Stott to third. Maybe. I don't know. This is going to be crazy. So that'll do it for crazy episode of Phillies Today with Francisco Rojas. I'll be back Thursday. We'll try to digest this deal, these deals, and more deals maybe to come, and just the whole deadline. I mean, I didn't even get a chance to talk about Tarik Skubal because we're just reacting to this Arise trade. So that'll do it for me, Francisco Rojas, another episode of Phillies Today. Talk to you guys soon.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.